In the name of one God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. I've been thinking about this evening's passage from Luke a lot during Advent. I've been pondering the sense of immediacy in the narrative. The census is ordered. Mary and Joseph travel to Bethlehem. Jesus is born. Angels appear to the shepherds. The shepherds go to worship the child. There's not really a place as we read this where there's a breath, a place where there's a pause between actions. They're called. They go. There's a birth. There's an announcement. And there are the shepherds. But for me, this night has always been one of silences. There were the Christmas Eve visits to my paternal grandparents for dinner, and the gathering of gifts to take home with us to open the next morning. I have very vivid memories of cold, crisp nights and beautiful starlit skies where there was no sound at all. I remember the annual 5 o'clock Christmas pageants at the first church I attended in my hometown of Lynchburg, when there was a feel of expectation of what was about to happen. And there was a palpable silence in the sanctuary before the first young lady from the children's choir began to sing, "I Wonder as I Wander." Moments of silence were part of my Christmas Eve experiences. And as I looked at this passage, I've been wondering where the moment of silence is in this reading from Luke. Where was the pause in this story? That moment when the world held its breath in anticipation of what was about to happen. It was a question I posed to the group gathered recently in the parish house for the final dinner of our Advent series. And a member of the group gave me an answer that brought me up short, and it was an answer that changed my perspective. The answer they shared with the group was that the moment of silence, that moment of holding our breath, comes after the birth of Jesus, not before. And that answer marked a significant shift for me. I realized that rather than the silence coming before, as I had been searching, in the midst of a moment of wondering, it comes after, in the midst of a moment of wonder. Mary is exhausted, giving birth to her first child after a long journey to Bethlehem. Joseph is on edge, feeling the stress of not only responding to the emperor's decree and caring for his fiancée, but now seeing in this baby laying before him someone for whom he was responsible for caring and raising. And on this night, in a stable in the middle of a crowded city, silence breaks through the noise of the animals and the people and the life going on in Bethlehem. It's the silence of awe, the silence of wonder. It's a silence that comes when Mary and Joseph realize that God has proclaimed something that has come true before their eyes, and that there before them lies the tiny child who will sit on the throne of David and rule over the house of Jacob. There is the silence. And in fields far away, there's another silence. The silence enveloping a flock of sleeping sheep and the men and boys tending to it. It is into this moment of quiet that wonder once again breaks in. The news of the birth of the Son of God, the arrival of the Messiah, is proclaimed in the silence by a chorus of heavenly voices. Now, what's particularly remarkable about this specific event with the shepherds is that it runs counter to the tradition of the day, but it's very much in line with the message and the motive of God. Now, at that time, the birth of one who would become a king or an emperor was announced by a poet or an orator in the midst of the palace. Here, however, it's not the rich and influential in the center of power that proclaim the news. It's a group of the poor and the marginalized in a darkened meadow who receive the news of Jesus' birth from a messenger of God. God sends his son to live among those on the edges of society, to heal them, to preach to them, and to share a vision of the kingdom. So it seems only fitting that those who first receive the news of his birth are those for whom this child will hold so much meaning. It's into all these moments of silence, these moments of awe, that God speaks. He speaks into the silence in that stable through the voice of a tiny child. A humble entrance for one who will make earthly kingdoms tremble and will change the hearts and the minds of many. God speaks through the voices of the angelic chorus who break the silence in that field, a distance from Bethlehem. So on this Christmas Eve, as we go our separate ways to our homes, to our families, and our friends, let's stop and find the moments of silence. Let's look for those times when everything is calm and everything is quiet. And when we find them, we should stop and we should listen. Because the next sound you may hear coming out of that silence may very well be the voice of God calling on you to proclaim the good news. Amen.